The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Now, today, Minister Heather Humphreys has briefed the Cabinet on new regulations to ban the importation, breeding and the sale of XL bully dogs from October 1st. However, there have been some calls to say the ban is not the correct solution. I'm joined now by Susie Walsh, dog behaviourist, and James Madden, veterinary officer with Leitrim County Council. You're both very welcome to The Last Word. Susie, why is this ban being proposed?
This ban is being proposed, I think, on the back of the increase in dog attacks that we've had in this country and dog bites. Obviously the death of Nicola Morty.
What does the legislation include?
The legislation includes any dog that is of an XL bully type. So anyone with an XL bully needs to have them neutered, as far as I know, microchipped, and before a deadline of... They'll give a deadline. I'm not sure exactly what that date is. And then any dog, I think it's been any dog, an XL bully in rescue, will have up to February the 1st be rehomed.
James, you are veterinary officer with the Leitrim County Council. Where do you stand on all this?
I believe that the regulations which are to be introduced next Tuesday, the 1st of October, are necessary for a number of reasons. These regulations, similar regulations, have been introduced in the United Kingdom and in Northern Ireland in recent times. We have seen a rise in the number of these type of dogs, XL bully type dogs, in Ireland, in the UK, and indeed all over the developed world. Particularly in the last 5 years, they've become a status symbol dog for different reasons. And we've seen a huge rise in the number of attacks. In the UK alone, in the last 4 years, there have been 14 people killed, fatalities attributed to XL bullies. That's 14 out of the 28 people who died as a result of dog attacks in the United Kingdom since 2021. 50% of them have been attributable to XL bully type dogs.
James, talk generally to me about these XL bullies. I mean, how are they bred? What are they? Are they different from, you know, other dogs, and in what way?
They're different from other dogs. They're a very large type of dog. They have, some of them have been bred for their aggressive behavior and their aggressive ability. Not them all. There are some beautiful XL bully dogs, it has to be said, some very well trained and maintained XL bully dogs. And there are some which have been trained for as attack dogs. They're very strong, very powerful dog with a huge muscular strength and a very large bite force, a bite force in the region of 400 pounds per square inch. One of the strongest bite forces of any dog. The issue is that these dogs, when they attack a human, are capable of inflicting very severe injury and fatality, even to fully grown adult men and women. That's the issue. It's their capacity to inflict very severe injuries. That's the kernel of the issue here.
And Susie, do you believe these dogs are bad?
No, I don't believe that any dog is bad. I think we have a bigger crisis here to find out why dogs are biting their owners and why dogs are attacking people. And I think that comes from the problem that we have in this country, is that we're not breeding dogs for temperament anymore across any lines of dogs. We're breeding them for aesthetics and aesthetics alone, and that's a problem. You know, we're not legislating for any breeding. Any breeder can breed whatever dog or whatever mix of dog that they so choose. No one is policing that. Anyone can go out and buy any dog they choose once they have the money, and multiple dogs. And nobody is vetting these dogs. Nobody is checking out what line is being bred. What line are they breeding? Healthy dogs? Are they breeding dogs that can be handled? Are they socializing these dogs from a young age? And that's not just XL bullies. That's any big dog across the board. And the problem with the XL bully ban is it's not really going to fix anything. It's just going to, you know, make people possibly feel safer when actually they're not. And the likelihood is going to just move on to another breed of dog, like we've seen in the UK, where they banned the pit bull and now they're banning the XL bully. You know, we've known that breed bans don't work in other countries, and we have research on that being the case. And I think we really need to tackle the issue on who's breeding dogs, how are people getting dogs, why are we attracted to certain looking dogs when we should be breeding dogs purely for pets.
What happens to XL bully dogs after 1st of February 2025 if owners don't comply with these new regulations?
Well, for me, that'll be euthanized.
Susie, yeah, euthanized.
Yeah, the law will state they need to be euthanized.
Yeah. James?
Yes, so look, I agree with many of Susie's points there, particularly in relation to breeding of dogs. I do think we need root and branch reform of dog breeding in Ireland. I absolutely agree with that. However, I think that these particular type of dogs are growing so much in popularity. We probably have over 3,000 in the country at the moment, and the number is increasing monthly. We know there's a lot of importation, a lot of breeding of these dogs, and we just need to control the numbers of this particular type of dog. In regard to what happens after the 1st of February, any XL bully dog which the owner doesn't have a certificate of exemption after the 1st of February may be seized by a dog warden and put to sleep. That is the reality. So we're asking people, please, the owners of these dogs, they will have 4 months from the 1st of October to the 1st of February to make sure and apply for that certificate of exemption. It's vital to have it. It's free of charge. They only need proof of identity, proof of their address. Their dog, they must have a dog license, which costs €20, and their dog must be microchipped, which again costs about €50 with their vet, and the dog must be neutered. Most importantly, the dog must be neutered and have a neutering certificate from their vet. If they have that documentation and get their application into their local authority before the 1st of February, they've nothing to fear and nothing to worry from the dog warden, as long as they observe the normal rules of dog control and keep their dog in that it's secure and have a muzzle and leash on their dog in a public place. It's a restricted breed. Please keep your dog, have a muzzle and lead, and that applies to all restricted breeds, have a muzzle and lead in a public place.
Thanks, James. Susie, the last word to you. Sum up your position there, will you?
So the position there is, the problem I have with that is the flawed legislation, because no one's actually testing the temperament of these dogs. So you're saying they need to be certified, neutered, microchipped and all of that, but actually no one is assessing, you know, are these dogs useful to keep anyway? So it kind of goes against the legislation, which says that these dogs are dangerous, considering nobody, this certification of exemption isn't actually telling anything from a temperament point of view. And also, nobody has highlighted actually a lot of the issues that we're having are bites and attacks in people's homes, and none of this legislation is going to protect against those people either. So it's really, for me, it's kind of money and effort and time and energy should be put somewhere else. Also, it's not going to be possible to enforce this. It's just too big an issue.
Bit of reaction on text to what you've both been saying, 2087-4100-102. Banning doesn't work. No bad dogs. No, there are no bad dogs. She's 100% correct. Humans are the issue as usual. Why can't we ban bad owners and ban puppy farms and enforce stricter rules on owning a dog? Another one, if you lived in my estate in north side of Dublin, you'd be glad of the XL bully ban. No control over them and other restricted breeds. More needs to be done. To control of all of these dogs. Susie and James, thank you very much for joining me on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.